Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Rebatho today ingenxa yakho Kristu ingenxa yentsindiso ingenxa yokuthi wasihlanza uyazi sabamhlophe sabaqhwa sabamhlophe uyazi sahlanzeka ezonweni uyasho uNonkikoma uthi usichabelo lomhlabelelo usiholela lapha yaku sisibongi no si ukhona na kulentambama azosinikeza a word of encouragement itsike ngigijimele kuyena kodwa ke angiqale ngala bese ke ngiyamlanda
sihamba ngokukholwa hayi ngokubona hamba nathi Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala ka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwala ka jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-5-4 goba o romele email go sannet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Hey, Kalimambo, wazo wangena. Sawubona, sawubona Kalimambo, uthi sawubona Nkosazana. Hey, kaze usifihlephi Kalimambo. Sisibongi, sawubona.
Hello, mandlapho unjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila wena unjani ma?
Ngiyaphila nawe khosi.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nakule ntambama ube nathi. Yo, bengifisile nje ukuthi ube la e-studio kodwa ngenxa yezimo akwenzakalanga.
Yes.
Yeah, but kusese ne next time akithi.
Yes, next time ukhona sesu next time.
Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya bese ke uyaqhubeka ngezwi elizosimotivate la namuhla.
Alright. Speak elsexa ndiphalo ngemandlapho ndibulise kubaphulaphuli be Radio Prophet.
Amen.
But I want to send a special greeting today, mandlapho, if you could allow me.
Yes.
My kids are in PE.
Yeah.
Singa, Ohlonela, Olisa, Nokwanda, they are with their aunt, the Sisibusi. Ndiyanibulisa bethunana ebhayi ndiyanibulisa ngegama likaYesu ndiyafuna ukutsho into yobana I love them so much so ndiyanibulisa nonke ngegama likaYesu maphulaphuli
wow nathi siyabathanda oh kwenje ama-holidays ne
ukaloko zingoba
sengikhohliwe wow okay mesiphuma la ngoba uwenze i-dedication ngiyacabanga ukuthi ayihambe nengoma ne
Okay.
Molo kukhuluma nje icabange leyo ngoma and then sizoyifaka si dedicate le kubona.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, it says. Today I will be brief. Ndinomyalazo nje omfutshane othi ndithe xa ndifinga ndaqonda hey this is very relevant for our time and the dangers of being on survival mode. Yazi mahlapho we are always alert. We are also sihlala sigade into ezanga kuthi we are in a mode yokuba I'm ready to fight we are not fighting we are ready to flee from something we are ready to run away from something because we are doing that kuba sisithi we are protecting our peace we are that because of the things mhlawumbe omnye umuntu has gone through or othe wahlangabezana nazo apha empilweni nje so ufumaza nobana it's either I run you are always state sengqondo yakho you are always heightened you are always ready to face something if usira ngomzalwane you are always ready to be in a warfare even if we are thandaza when you are ready for a warfare okokoko when you go to a prayer closet you never go to say thank you lord but you're always ready to bind and uproot and destroy it's always the case with us but we never go to the throne of the Lord. Lord, you are holy. Lord, I worship you. Just to appreciate God. But in Agizi, Tumantapo, Zibeke, Kusimo, Apo, you are always on a mode of survival. If you are looking for triggers somewhere, somehow, with anything, you are always on the lookout. But pretending that we are Glenda, one thing I phone you. Well, you are always careful that someone is out there to get you. So, hence in the city, I just want to motivate us on that aspect of his survival. Dangerous it is for Tina. Because whenever you survival mode, you are always repellent. You are always repelling his window. You are always questioning, but why is he doing this? Why is he saying this? Did you see the tone? Ujongile body language, when he was or she was talking to me, when she was addressing this. But if nothing about this person meant no harm, it was just a conversation in passing. It was just a joke. It was an innocent joke that was meant to harm anyone. But you are always repellent to anything in the guy because we are always questioning isn't but why are they happening the way they are because and these things are always triggered by the things as it has that a life in as I said and one other thing you struggle to receive love. I always make example of myself Kemantlap. Like many single parents out there we are living for our best for your kids. You are trying to make the ends meet just for your kids. You have so much that when they want to do something nice for you, your kids can go. I mean, Abu Bakulisai Oti, we are about Hillel. When they want to do something nice for you, you are always questioning it because you are not used to anyone doing anything nice for you because you are always doing something for Abanyaband. Court dependence. You can't leave when if you say what hand, the only way for you to receive love and reciprocate love is when you are doing something for someone. So receiving side, you are just repelling and it's not easy for you to receive love. You are always looking out for something. And in like window, I'm used to saying I love you. I'm used to protecting. I'm used to this. This person, my kids or a colleague, let me do this for you. Let me cover this one for you. You are safe in this. You are not used to that. There's something. Something is wrong. Why is our friendly? We're always questioning emotions without taking things in at face value. I know sometimes it's not right or it's dangerous to take things at face value, but not everyone is always there to get to us. Not everyone is always there to get something out of you. You need to let your guard down because when you survive or fold, you are always on guard up. The opportunities that are meant to locate you, they can't. The privileges that are meant for you, you talk about if okay, what do you want in return? What's in it for you? What you just can't. Covering everything for everyone. Yeah. Mm. So I wonder, can we step in faith?
Mm.
Can we step in the direction of faith of trusting God? Totally ngobombed. If I believe in what I have, it is faith is a substance of things hopeful.
And it's
an evidence of things unseen or not yet seen. So, no eye has seen, the book of Corinthians, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can comprehend what is yet to be revealed in God. What God is so for us, as the in that thing, if us not faith, as the survival mode, if we don't have faith, if we don't have trust in the Lord, if you can just quickly rush to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and verse 13, that comes and if we know how to live on almost nothing or with everything, I have learned the secret of living in every situation.
Yeah.
Whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. Oh, verse 13, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
Yeah, but
I have learned to live in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned to, I have learned to survive.
Yeah.
I have learned to
live.
It is to live because we are meant to live life. We are meant to live the best of life in the midst of everything that is happening around us. They were walking on the lake of fire. So much that they walked when they were thrown in that lake. The fire is not going anywhere. And now I'm not backing down on what I believe in. I'm not backing down on the plan I have for my life. I'm not backing down. I'm not giving in the business plan that I have for my life. I'm not giving in with career. I'm not giving in with self-development. I am going to stand firm in what I believe in.
Yeah.
I'm fire or high waters. I am going. That is the right attitude. A laser goes to a survival mode because you are willing to take chances. You are meant to live whether you have plenty or you have nothing.
Yeah.
Learn the secret of living. And that secret is only found in Jesus, my lad. We can do anything and say and be eloquent and teach the zongis into, but the secret of living life to the fullest, it is found in Jesus. In the book of John, I have come so that they can have life and life in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot experience the abundance of Christ if you are outside of Christ. So, I want to encourage you. You might have given up on many things. Even when you just don't even want to hear about because of the things that are happening around you. There's many false prophets. There's many false teachings. There's many false doctrines. But I can tell you one thing. There is Uyesu who died for us. If I do this for you, I need a fee for. But he did it freely. He did it. Hence, the Bible is in the Kabete Tabanyabanda. But his salvation, it is free because it is a gift that was given to us. It's a gift that you are given when we talk about. So, we are young and don't eat it. As much as Gungakom Nandi. As much as the fire is there, the fire is going to be there. The plans are going to be orchestrated. The snares are going to be made for you. But I know, my God, he will never leave you. He will never. God is so faithful. Whether it's raising kids, whether it's the ministry, whether it's M7Zinis, or in life in general, but I have seen the hand of God. I can tell you that much. And it's also a miracle and do the things that you're doing. That on its own is a miracle. It means and lenda kufuna la yona, I can zeki. So the only way for you why make and the fulfill like the purpose that you're on earth for, when you step in the purpose, you step on that purpose, I am going to stand firm, whether I know but Jesus has got your back. Jesus is enough. Jesus has got your back. Zonke izinto ziyenzeka when you are in him. So in Christ, anything is possible.
Amen.
So,
amen
all that,
to that.
Motivated by the level.
Sure. The dangers is a survival mode. Yo, uyazi ukhulume kwagcwala Pastor Bongi and lezinto okhuluma ngazo izinto ukuthi ngempela siyay experience ngoba abantu abaku a survival mode ngaso sonke isikhathi ba defensive ngaso sonke isikhathi nje balindele nanoma yini nento nje okungadingekile ukuthi kube yimpi ngesinye isikhathi kuba yimpi. And honestly speaking, logo can lead to anxiety and stress. Unnecessary ngezinye ikhathi. Wow, siyabonga ngale word of encouragement, Pastor Bongi. Sikuthola kanjani?
I am available on the Fumaneka on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Bongi, we're 206. On TikTok. TikTok, it's Bongi the Only. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, Bongi Nosi. I am available on the platform.
Amen. So, abantwana bakho siba dedicate la ziphi ingoma? Oh, ingoma.
There's a song we love. Eka Miss. Or Eti Excess Love.
Eka bani?
Miss, it's Chinowo.
Oh, Excess Love. Yes, ngiyayazi ingoma leyo. Okay, ngizobadlalela yona kodwa wena kwamanje ngicela ukuthi ke ngikhiphe ngale ngoma. Usabakhumbula uJazzel Brothers.
Ooh, okay.
Angikhiphe ngabo bathi la Mbonge uJehova.
Thank you so much.
Bless you. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi next week ngaso leso sikhathi.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.